Once again, we hear from the second book of Maccabees, and we hear about this individual, Eleazar, who was a powerful man, and that was kind of a pillar member of the Israelites and his family. His kind of the, you know, think about our own community or our own church with those that are the pillars, if you will, and that's who he was. And it's really interesting because once again, just the other day, you know, they're challenged, as in the Jewish people were forced to eat pork again, which and he was called to do that, and if he didn't, he would be persecuted or beaten or even killed. And he was so important for his community that one of the individuals said, "Hey, well, I mean, I'll kind of you quoted my own words, I guess, but just saying, hey, buddy, just bring your own food, eat it in front of people, and then they'll know that you did what the Greeks asked you to do." Well, Eleazar, I mean, you don't mess around with people that are pillars like that, even today, this own day today. He said, "No, I mean, you know, in my mind, again, not just reading the word for word that we heard, but it's like, wait, why would I not follow God's law? And why in the world, at the age I am I going to do something stupid to not follow God and to fall into a different culture so I'm totally getting a different religion?" Well, he had the guts, he had the strength, he had the power, and he basically said again, like we heard the other day, that no, I believe in God. So he declared that above all, he would be loyal to the holy laws given by God. And he went right to the information, or the where he would be beaten and killed. And the last thing I think was so powerful for me is that, what an inspiration for me, a man that's, you know, like 2,200 years later than Eleazar, giving me inspiration as a young person in a different type of challenges in our society, in our culture, in our world, with the new law of Jesus Christ and love, justice, and the fact that we still know about Eleazar. And imagine if he didn't do what he did. So praise God for another individual in the scriptures, his chosen decision, and a powerful image for us today.